Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
But it is extremely gratifying to welcome back to his Tuesday slot at 8:35, the voice of the San Diego Padres, the incorporator himself, Jesse Agler, back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Jesse, what a nice first five games it's been for the Padres.
Fine. I mean, 5-0, like, what else can you say? I feel like usually when I come on with you guys, particularly early in the season, you know, I'm trying to talk you off some kind of ledge.
Fair.
And
true.
I would really, really hope there is no ledge at 5-0, because this is as good as it gets.
It's been, it's really, you know, obviously that last game, a couple games against the Dodgers, notwithstanding, Jesse, it's pretty reminiscent of last year's baseball, some of the baseball that they played. A couple of different guys, different personnel, but how great is it to see guys like Gavin Sheets get picked up from the White Sox and come out and just, all he does is just hit the ball hard and on the barrel, and even without a torpedo bat, he's still barreling baseballs all around the yard, and this whole team is feeding off of each other. It's been pretty, you know, I know you're calling the game every night, man. It's pretty inspiring to see.
It's been a lot of fun, and you know, I think the greatest compliment I served them last year, and I said it with regularity on your show and elsewhere, was that they played this really watchable brand of baseball. And you know, that might sound silly to somebody who doesn't necessarily watch like all the other teams with any kind of regularity, but the reality is there are a lot of good teams who play very ugly, boring baseball. You know, they just kind of, everybody strikes out and walks and hits home runs, and it's just sort of, it's not a great, to me, brand of the game. And the Padres last year, you know, they were putting the ball in play. They hit well situationally. They obviously pitched really, really beautifully most of the season. And to me, that was very watchable. And I mean, I don't think it was the end of the eighth inning on opening day when Tony and I were having a conversation about, well, it seems like they're picking up right where they left off. You know, even with the starting pitching struggles in the first two games, which is just one of those early weird, you know, early season things that happens. I don't think anybody's worried about that. But the offensive approach, it was like nothing changed. And yeah, those last two and a half games against the Dodgers, obviously, they didn't have the success that they had the whole rest of the year. But that's just the cruelty of baseball popping up at the most inopportune moment. I mean, it's been remarkable watching the sort of, you know, Mike Schilt used the word continuity a lot when talking about the staff and the leadership that's in place in the clubhouse. And to see the continuity of performance from the end of last year into this year is really remarkable, because it doesn't often happen like that. You know, so often we're having a conversation about every year is a different year, and you know, whatever happened in 24 doesn't really relate to 25. I would say this year is looking like an exception to that conversation, and that, you know, what happened last year very much has had a positive impact on how this season has started.
And have the Padres been getting some good breaks? Sure. Yeah, you know, line drive off the pitcher for a double in the dugout, a check swing double, a weird double play on a pickoff, a 1-5 double play. I don't know that you've ever written that in your scorebook like last night, Jesse.
Whoa, you okay?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
A little reflux?
I'm good. Yeah, a little reflux. We're good. We're good. Try to get through it.
You want a sip of water?
Take a moment.
Compose yourself.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to rush that. Believe
I'm
me.
Good now. Thank you.
It's one of those things, by the way, that it's like, I don't know, for me, it was like, I had never even heard of acid reflux, and then I turned 40, and it was like, oh, now it's a thing to worry about.
Do you carry Tums with you? Because there's mine, right there,
Pepsi AC.
Within arm's reach.
Not only do I carry Tums, I've got one of the other ones, and I can't even pronounce the name, so I won't try, that I now take every morning to sort of pre-load against any issues.
Yep.
Because when I get the reflux, it hits the voice. And that's not great.
Honestly, for me, Jesse, I don't even think it's acid reflux. I'm a big speak from the diaphragm school guy of projecting. And sometimes I do it so much
air.
That, like, I push. It just all comes up when I try to project and really get into my voice.
Incredible.
Diaphragm talk. I love it.
Diaphragm talk on Ben and Woods this morning. No, I never doesn't make me laugh when he does it. And we had all morning. You had to wait till Jesse came on to do it, right? I'm so flummoxed now. I don't even know which way I'm going to go with Jesse Agler. I wanted to ask you about acai bowls, actually. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, right.
We had talked about it earlier. I know you go down and get an acai bowl. Is it an everyday thing for you?
Yeah, at the ballpark, right?
Yeah, is that your deal?
Day game tradition. Tony and I will go get one at the ballpark, unless it's really cold, as was the case a couple of times over the weekend. So we haven't gone yet this year because it's not a good cold day thing for me. You know, I'm a wimp with the cold to begin with. And so you add cold food, really cold frozen food, it doesn't work well. But yeah, throughout most of the season at Petco, if there's a day game, we are grabbing the acai bowl downstairs. It's one of those things that's probably not healthy, but you kind of trick yourself into thinking it is.
That's what I was going to ask
you. Fruit on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not healthy. It's got to be loaded with sugar. I've never actually investigated it because I don't want to know, but it's a nice little treat, you know, for a day game. And that's kind of the way I look at it. It's a couple times a month, so that's fine. Everything in moderation.
When somebody says, oh man, this is a superfood, I'm like,
no.
I got to have it if it's a superfood. Yeah. But apparently it's not.
My point was, yeah, it can be higher in calories, but they're good calories for you. I mean, it's,
sure.
You
know. Look, it's better than a bowl of ice cream, you know, but like it's not having a salad. Let's not trick ourselves.
No,
here.
That's fair.
By the way, enjoy the windy city of Chicago in early April for someone who doesn't like the cold this weekend, Jesse.
When I tell you that this has been a daily topic of conversation for Mr. Gwynn and I since probably February 20th. I'm not exaggerating. It's like every single day at some point it comes up. You know, you guys know me. I'm very on top of the weather forecasts and kind of keeping track of, you know, what things are going to look like from a baseball weather standpoint. Tony beat me to it when it came to like the 10-day forecast for Chicago. Like last week he was like, have you looked yet? I was like, actually I haven't. He's like, it's actually not looking terrible. You know, it might be a little bit warm. And we were very excited. And then 2 or 3 days ago, I don't know, maybe there's some front coming from Manitoba. All of a sudden it flipped, and now it's like, I think on their home opener on Friday, the high is 46 and the low is 40. So, you know, the coldest I've ever been broadcasting a baseball game was at Wrigley a couple of Aprils ago, and that was like April 20-something. So we have a real possibility to be truly miserably cold over the weekend. But it's still Wrigley, 3-day games, very special place. Love it there. It's maybe my favorite road ballpark just from like a vibes standpoint. And the good news is, the booth is so small that our body heat will actually help keep us a little bit warmer because we're essentially touching each other the entire time.
Well, the good news, too, is after that you go to Sacramento to broadcast in a minor league ballpark after that with all the bells and whistles.
It's very windy at that ballpark, too.
With that, this is a gnarly road trip to start the season, buddy.
Sacramento in April, preferable to Sacramento in July.
That's true.
Hopefully they work out some of the kinks they had yesterday. I mean, it's going to be like San Diego weather up there, so that'll be nice in terms of the temperature. But yeah, I mean, they're going to have triple-digit heat throughout the summer, so good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Everybody.
Talking to the great Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. I you were probably as shocked as all of us yesterday when the Jerks and Profar news dropped. And I, you know, as a guy, I love Jerks and Profar. Was pretty disappointing to see and pretty shocking when that came out.
I just, you know, these things, they happen. And it feels like there's only a big one every couple years.
Yeah.
And I think as fans, we kind of like forget about it, right? You know, it's like, okay, cool. Like, you know, you hear about these minor league guys you never heard of,
yep.
You know, that are in the Arizona Complex League or whatever, and they play for some random team and you don't really think too much of it. You know, it's kind of like barely a blip on the radar. And then every couple of years, you know, you kind of let your guard down and you get whacked over the head with one of these. And we know it from experience, of course, here. And it is shocking. I mean, you know, you don't ever expect it, particularly, you know, for somebody of that caliber. You know, I do think from a fan perspective, I don't want to speak for the player perspective and the clubhouse perspective, because I think each one of those situations is incredibly unique and will be handled differently based on a million variables. But from a fan perspective, I do think, you know, we are much, much, much more forgiving than we were a generation ago. You know, when I was growing up in the 90s and the early 2000s and guys started getting popped for this and they started testing, or the rumor, you know, once the sort of veneer of 1998 was broken, you know, I think there was a lot of shock and awe in the media community, and therefore in the fan community, that people were almost offended, right? You know, like, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe he would do this to the sanctity of the game. We've moved past that, I think, mostly, you know, as a fan and maybe even media contingency. But it is still jarring, you know, when you hear about it. And the punishments are severe. I mean, 80 games, literally half a season for Profar, and perhaps most damningly for a team like the Braves, not eligible for the postseason roster. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge blow to a team who's obviously gotten off to a miserable start, though they did get one run last night,
yes,
at Dodger Stadium. But, I mean, you talk about, you know, picking up where you left off. Just remember how beat up they were, the Braves, when they got to Petco for that playoff series last year. You know, I mean, the injuries and the doubleheader the day before, like, they came in like the walking dead. And then to begin this season the way they have, not exactly getting the kind of reset that I'm sure they would have desired.
And it's so funny, too, because somebody just brought up in the chat, like, Barry Bonds. And he's made like a resurgence lately. He's doing a lot more podcasts. He's on, him and Greg Maddux did the documentary where they had a really special segment. I'm seeing him pop up on my Instagram feeds talking about hitting. And I look at Barry Bonds, Jesse, and I go, this guy's the best to ever do it. Put him in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like, Jerks and Profar, we were talking earlier about risk reward. And he's not going to the Hall of Fame. He knew wasn't going to the Hall of Fame. The risk and the reward is still so weighted differently that, you know, I he's a human being. He did something, and I'm not going to hold it against him necessarily. But I mean, you know, you think about some of these guys, the A-Rods and stuff of the world, the Roger Clemens, that those were legacy impactors as it pertains to those, because Bond's the best I've ever seen with a bat in his hand, ever, bar none. And, you know, for him not to be in there is a little bit crazy to me.
Yeah, you know, but you bring up a good point, and it's a fascinating conversation, and we could probably do it for 2 hours. But, you know, and maybe that's part of why people were so upset about the Bondses and the Clemens, because
yeah,
those guys were going to be Hall of Famers regardless. And so as a fan, you kind of look at it and you go, well, what kind of greed is that? You know, you were already one of the best to ever, ever do this, and now you've kind of tainted it, and I feel differently about you than I would have had you not, you know, gone down that path. Whereas you said, somebody like Profar, Nelson Cruz, whoever, like, maybe not on a Hall of Fame trajectory. So you don't feel like you're necessarily, like, as a fan, being robbed of something. But I don't know. I do think, you know, that the time then is very different than the time now.
Yeah.
But it is still shocking when, like, an everyday, regular, all-star kind of guy you know, ends up in that situation.
It sure is, man.
All right, so the Incorporator is back.
If
you're new at all to the Ben and Woods program, Jesse Agler, for several years now, on Tuesdays, have been our Incorporator. And we dig through the dictionary usually and find some strange word that has no bearing on a baseball broadcast. And it's up to Jesse to find a way to work it into that night's game, slip it past Tony somehow on the air, and see if the tier ones can catch it while they're listening to the game tonight. And we're going to get started next week with our Incorporators. But as Woodsy has told me, Jesse's actually bringing his own Incorporator to the table for week one. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I'm going to try and do long story short. I was at an event over the off season with my wife, and I was approached by a couple of guys, really, really nice guys, and big Ben and Woods fans, big Incorporator fans, and they were very fired up to say hi. So we get to chatting, small talk, Padres, you know, life, whatever, about my age, young kids, the whole thing, right? So it was an event that had adult beverages, and at one point they offered one of the husbands, his name is Corey, who was going to get a drink for his lovely wife, Katie, and asked my wife and I if we wanted anything. And I said, no, I'm fine. You know, I appreciate that very much. You know, just met them, didn't want to put a burden on them, but they were very friendly and nice. And at some point, the conversation, my wife was like, you know what? I will take something. And he said, what do you want? And she's like, just a glass of white wine. And he said, how about a Savvy B?
Savvy B.
For Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon. And for whatever reason, neither one of us, because we're old, had ever heard that, you know, used for Sauvignon Blanc. And we thought it was hilarious. And everybody was laughing about it. And I said to Corey, I said, hey, first Incorporator of the year. This was like November, by the way. First Incorporator of the year, Savvy B.
He
got very, very excited. So this is for Corey and Katie, huge Padre fans. Grew up here in San Diego, still live here, raising a young Padre fan now. And so we're going to go Savvy B, which I feel absolutely ridiculous saying.
Yeah,
and
that's your show.
That's perfect.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect.
Well, like a rap
first Incorporator.
Yeah, Savvy B.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So here's the only – here's. Listen, this is a can of worms, because wait till next week when we have you doing Skibbity Toilet. If we're going to do slang and stuff,
I like slang.
You're dead. I mean,
slang,
you are dead.
No, my wife went through a Savvy B stage as well, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Slang could be a good angle for this year. We kind of didn't have like a theme for 25. Maybe, yeah.
Slang.
Like stuff that's not actually.
There's an unlimited supply of slang. We can go back to like 20s gangster slang. We can do all kinds. We can do all kinds of slang.
You're a crumb creep coward.
Coward.
Amazing.
Crumb bum. That may make an appearance.
Crumb bum is amazing, actually. All right. Well, start writing these down, somebody, because
I think we have a theme.
Yeah, we'll do slang for a while. It's a real thing, by the way, Jesse. I don't know if your kids are old enough, but my kids say Skibbity Toilet, and I don't know what it is, but I was in Target yesterday. And I took a picture of it and sent it to my wife.
I don't think they know what it is.
They don't either.
Honestly.
And now
I don't think my kids know. They use it, but I don't think they know what it is. No one does.
And now they have Skibbity Toilet toys. I'm not joking. It's a brand of. I took a picture last night, Ben, of Skibbity Toilet at Target. They're making.
I assume, like everything else, it comes from YouTube. I mean, everything
probably.
My 9-year-old says has roots in YouTube.
Look, there it is, Skibbity Toilet. It's a brand and everything. I don't get it. I tell them every time they say it, you both sound like morons. So stop right
Jesse,
now.
Good broadcast tonight. 5:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Then Jesse and Tony at 6:40 game two against the Guardians. And we will talk to you next Thursday or Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Jesse Agler.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.